I think Alex Golish hit a grand slam with this off-the-field hire.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Boy, I don't know how to follow that up. Jeez, Zach making it tough on me this morning. Zach killed it with his interview with Alex Golish. Everybody definitely go check that out over at Locked On Auburn. I see a lot of folks from that particular interview jumping in the live chat. So we're going to have some fun. I think Alex Golish killed it with this off-the-field hire. We're going to talk about that, this new recruiting role that may benefit even more. And then we're going to look at this week's schedule and what to expect as far as spring practice, baseball, basketball, all that good stuff. But I want to go ahead and jump in. I know a lot of you are thinking, oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go. C5 hyping up another off-the-field coach, hyping up another guy that nobody knows about and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. So I know I did it with Kenyatta Watson. Feel like I nailed that one. Did it with Will Redmond. Regardless of the record, I think the roster and the recruiting was phenomenal under both of those guys. But I think this addition of Jairus McIntyre, and it's not like it's not like it just happened. It happened, obviously, back when all the hires were being made, and completely wiping out anybody, really, that was a holdover from the previous staff or previous couple of staffs. It just kind of wiped that out, started fresh, and you brought in a guy in Jairus McIntyre and gave him the title of high school, a director of high school relations, and then they added a little tag to it that I think is just paying gigantic dividends, director of high school relations and alumni relations. The director of high school relations position has been around for 100 years. Like, it's not a new position, okay? It's, you know, the guy that, hey, when high school coaches want to come to practice, that's their point of contact. When you're having camps and you're having high school camps and things like that, and you need a personal contact, there's your guy. You help with visits. You help with this. You help with that. When you do coaches' clinics, you're helping with that. Like, that's been around for just forever as far as football goes. And I'm not necessarily saying that previously that was done poorly. Okay, and Jairus is just taking it to another level. But that's just a position that, you know, I think goes underappreciated, sort of like an unsung hero. So it's not like anything new was created, but the attachment of a director of alumni relations on the end of it, to me, is what gives Jairus so much value and what he's shown thus far through spring and particularly on Saturday and the alumni event. Now, every year, I don't know if it happens necessarily I think it may actually be fall camp. I don't know about spring camp, but there is a letterman's practice. Okay. It's something that Auburn's done for like ever. They do have a letterman's practice where guys come, but usually that's a lot of local folks. Usually it's a lot of the older guys and whatnot that hang around. It's not a publicized event. It's not really like this big production. I think it's essentially, hey, you call and you reserve your spot and you can come to practice, and then we'll say hello, and then that's it. Not a lot of fanfare. Like, did y'all even know that existed? I don't think many people knew that particular event has existed for years and years and years. But what happens Saturday is something that is not usual. What happens Saturday, and what you've seen throughout a theme since Golish has gotten here, is the involvement of, you know, past football greats. Okay. And it's not just guys like Cam Newton. It's not just guys like Ronnie Brown and Jason Campbell. It's not your Cam Newtons. It's not the all the guys that are, you know, the best of the best, you know, that got statues and things like that. It's your everyday blue collar guys as well. We had Craig Sanders on last week. He was a great player. I mean, he made his hay on special teams. Like, those guys matter. You know, I see guys like Chris Todd. When's the last time Chris Todd's been really involved with Auburn? There was a time, guys, believe it or not, he held the record for most touchdowns in a season until Cam broke it. I mean, he held it for a very short amount of time, but still, he broke a long-standing record. Like, that's a big deal. You see a lot of those guys getting involved that weren't involved in the past. Chad Slade. You know, Chad Slade, to me, is one of the sneaky, better offensive linemen that Auburn's had in a while, played in the league, coaching football in Alabama now. I've talked to people that say he's always been, you know, more critical than most as far as Auburn goes. Hard to please. He's raving over Saturday. Those things matter, man. Those things matter. I see a lot of people in the chat, over 200 former players came. Number one, that's awesome that many people came. And number two, we know that number. Like, we know that because it was publicized, because it was an event. It's not been that in the past. It's not been something that we've watched in the past. And I got a super chat that came in, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. But having an alumni be the director of alumni relations is also big, because Jairus was here at a time when Auburn was pretty dang good at football. He was here at a time when, you know, when Auburn was reeling off wins against Alabama, when Auburn was, you know, I think he was here at the time when Auburn played in an SEC championship. So he knows what it takes. He knows what winning Auburn looks like. And in these last 5 years, obviously it hadn't been there, and you could go longer if you wanted to. So going and finding those guys that were a part of those teams and bringing them back, not necessarily just a part of his teams, but a part of winning teams. Like I just mentioned, Chad Slade. You know, a lot of guys from, you know, 2017, 2004, 2005, 2006, seen Brandon Cox in the building. Dude won a bunch of football games. Like, there's a lot of value in bringing those guys back. And I just think it was genius to attach that title on the end and make that almost a feature. I mean, he's at practice every day. I don't remember seeing the last guy at practice. He's at practice every day, taking pictures, on the phone, text messaging, working his tail off. Yeah, AU889, it feels new. It feels a little bit more innovative. I have this weird thing about former players coming back to Auburn. Sometimes I feel like Auburn overvalues it, particularly when it's an on-the-field coach, because it ends up being where it's kind of tough if you ever have to have a breakup. It gets real emotional and things like that. So I'm sort of hot or cold when it comes to bringing alumni back. But I think for this particular position, it almost doesn't make sense not for it to be a formal. It doesn't make sense if it's not a former alumni in this position. So I think Jairus is killing it. I want to give him his flowers. I think he's one of the unsung heroes of this offseason so far, getting guys back involved. So it's really, really good to see. There's something else I think that's going to pay dividends when you got a guy like him on staff, a new rule that's sort of in the making, and we'll see what happens as far as this – evaluation period opens up and who they choose to go on the road. But we'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans. Guys, look, if you hear something going wrong with your car, if you think you got something going wrong and you're like me, you're automatically thinking, man, I'm about to get just ripped. I'm about to get lamb blasted when I take this to an auto shop. Why not take it to somebody you can trust? These guys, it's all about hospitality. It's all about not this visit. It's all about the next four visits. They want you coming back the next time and the next time and the next time after that. So you can get your full 360 inspection every single time you go in, even for an oil change. And they're just going to be straight up with you. So show them some love and give my man Cody a shout out as well. And then we also got to give a shout out to Roback.com. I got my Roback on this morning. Use coupon code BARN20 to take 20% off your order. Polos, pullovers, hoodies, all that good stuff. Show them some love. Save big. It's Roback.com. We'll be back right after this. So there is a new rule, so to speak, and I think it's one of those, it's a waiver and maybe a test to see if it's something that they want to implement full-time, but there is a contact period in the spring, okay? And that means where everybody essentially, other than the head coach, can leave campus and actually go contact and evaluate kids. It was meant for, back in the day, this would be when high schools would have spring practice, okay? So it gives coaches an opportunity to get on the road after their spring practice and go evaluate kids at practice, go check their grades, go do things like that. Well, the problem is you're only limited to essentially like 10 coaches. You're only limited to your position coaches in doing that. And that's a grind. Okay, that's a grind to get those guys running a position room, and then they got to go out and run the whole recruiting operation as well. So what they're going to do is between April 15th and May 23rd, so essentially a little bit over a month, they're going to allow up to 16 staff members to go on the road. Now, only 10 of those can be on the road at once, okay? But it allows everybody to kind of pitch in and reduce the workload of just those main 10 guys. And I absolutely love this because I want Jairus McIntyre. I know we just talked about him. I want Jairus McIntyre burning the roads up. I want him in as many high schools as possible because I'm telling you, this guy is a huge factor in this whole recruiting operation. He is big to this whole process, okay? And what's going to be really fun is to see what all other guys they choose. So if you got 10 already, that's your position coaches, what other six are you going to pick? And I think that's fascinating in and of itself. Who that will be fun. Like, I've already been playing scenarios out. I know right now you got to get Jairus on the road. Got to have Jairus out on the road recruiting. Andrew Warsaw, your GM, I'm sure you're going to put him out on the road. I mean, he's the one that is, you know, sort of like the brainchild of this whole roster, you know, putting this whole roster together. You got to have him in the mix going out on the road and recruiting as well. Alex Fagan, director of player personnel and scouting, sharp guy too, like another young guy. Love to see him out, you know, on the road in this period of time. And then one of the sneaky recruiters that maybe not a lot of you know is Harding Harper. He's the executive director of recruiting, another guy that's like front and center when it comes to all these kids coming to campus. Guys, when I'm telling you this, every single practice, every time we've been in the facility for spring, it's like a recruiting event. There's balloons, there's lights, there's music, there's sign-in tables, there's all this action going on, and Harding Harper is just like right there in the middle of it. Played, I believe he's from Montgomery, played at Carver. He was buddies with Jeremy Johnson. You know, Jeremy Johnson just got the offensive coordinator job at Benjamin Russell. Like, Harding Harper is a local guy, and he has been huge as far as bringing all these folks in. So that's obviously big. Get his butt on the road too. We already talked about Andrew Warsaw, Jairus McIntyre, Harding Harper, you know, all these guys now could in theory be on the road guys during spring. I think that'll be a lot of fun to watch that whole thing. And then every position group now has like multiple assistants. So I'm sure some of those guys could go on the road as well. Well, I wonder if you have to – I don't know yet if you have to designate those six. I'll kind of wonder if those six could fluctuate. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'll dig a little bit deeper on that. But I think that's huge and it could yield some big dividends this spring. So I want to get to the Super Chat, and then we're going to talk about this week's schedule and everything we got going on. From Steven Isbell. I said your name wrong the last time, and I apologize, so I'm correcting it this time. Steven, what's your opinion on how our defense will do against the across-the-middle attack? It's good. I saw us get beat on third and long across the middle and passing. Yeah, that's a good question, and I guess the question I would ask is to start this is how do you get beat across the middle? How do you get beat across the middle? And I think, obviously, safeties and linebackers getting lost in coverage has a lot to do with that, okay? One of the reasons I think maybe over the middle is a little bit tougher sometimes for Auburn, particularly last year and maybe the past couple of years, is being able to get pressure with just your front four. Xavier Atkins led the team in sacks last year, okay? He was a beast. So do you have to – can you get pressure without taking somebody out of coverage? Obviously, the more guys you have to clog up the middle, the better. So can Auburn manufacture a pass rush without having to send any extra bodies out of the middle of the field? I think that will be something definitely to watch for. I don't know the answer to that yet. I know they got some options. I know Chris Murray being back is going to be big to give you some more options. So we'll have to see. As far as safeties go, we struggled last year. I think safety in general struggled last year in coverage. Caleb Harris, I think he would tell you, probably didn't have the year that he would have liked to have had. The other safety, you rotated quite a bit. Champ Anthony, another one. He got banged up pretty early. And then remember our practice report update from the other day. You had two new safeties out there with the ones. So we'll see what happens there. But to answer your question, it's a multitude of factors. But I think it all, pass rush in general, helps everything out. Shout out Chris Vincent watching today on Facebook from New Hampshire. And then we got Duran Scherer watching from Enterprise, Alabama. How about that? So thank you all for joining in. Let's talk about the schedule for this week upcoming. You got practice tomorrow for spring football. And we will have a open period, okay? So I will be there for that, and we will do a live after. We'll do a live after that, probably around the same time, 1:30, 2 o'clock, something like that. I'll kind of let you know how things are going, but that's tomorrow morning. And then we get player interviews around lunchtime. And if it's been like the past, those player interviews will come 30 to 45 minutes after their scheduled time, which I love. Get the reps in, guys. Get them in. And then you have nothing on Wednesday, and then they have a scrimmage on Thursday. So that's going to be very exciting. And as a matter of fact, I think they're doing it under the lights. So it's going to be a nighttime scrimmage. At least that was what we were told on Thursday. And they've had some, I think Golish said he's going to have three all spring. I think they've had one like half semi-scrimmage. So this may be like the first full one. And obviously you got a day and you may have another one in there. So I'm sure we'll have some folks, we'll have some eyes out there to get us some updates from that. So that's pretty much your, and then I think Friday there's going to be a press conference with Coach Golish. But that's going to be streamed even on War Eagle Plus. So that's your action as to what to expect as far as football goes this week. Baseball, obviously, you got a big one on Tuesday. Got to bounce back, man. That was a tough one this weekend. The bats got to get rolling. You score 10 runs. You 10-run ruled South Alabama. The week prior, you scored 9 on Georgia Tech. You go to Tuscaloosa, and they just get cold. That second game, too, man, we hit – how many diving catches did that center fielder make? Felt like he just dove. He made like 3 or 4 diving stabs. We were hitting the ball hard. We're just hitting it right to people. Got to see that turn and start having some better luck at the plate. And then, obviously, basketball, you got your NIT semifinal against Illinois State. Auburn's a 6.5-point favorite on Thursday. We will do a barn cast for that. It's going to be a blast, so make sure you tune in for that. I see people asking where you can get this hat. Go to aushirts.com. I'm going to put the link in the comments. We got some other gear on that too, so make sure you check that out. Guys, I really appreciate it. Let me know if you have any questions. Hit me in the comments, and a lot of fun. Show some love to Jairus McIntyre. Go tell him how great he is on X or Instagram, whatever. He's doing a phenomenal job. So, guys, really appreciate you listening. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.